That's right. Hangout Radio is on the air, powered by 92 Zoo. Hi, it's Pablo. We are backstage Hangout 2016, having a heck of a good time. The gates are now open. People are flowing in. The music's going. It's everything that Hangout Fest should be. And we got special guests back here with us. Our pal Brad Holtz from WTTS in Indianapolis.
Yes.
Still hanging out with us. Going to kind of team up. Such as it is.
Tag
I know
team.
That might sound a little, tag team might sound a little weird.
It's okay, not the first time.
We're going to tag team on Brad Denon. How are you, sir?
I'm ready for it, and I'm great. Thank you for asking.
What do you do during the rain delay? You know, it's been kind of a limbo morning for everybody. What do you do to
You know,
pass the time?
It took a long time to get here because traffic was crazy, and we only had one windshield wiper working in our rental van.
Oh, no.
So, and I was driving, so I had a serious lean over to the passenger side.
Well,
like
if anybody could pull off a gangsta lean, it's Brett Denon.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Well, we're glad to have
so
you here.
Gangsta.
And for those who are listening and plotting out what you're going to see, who you're going to see,
mm-hmm.
if you're going to see Brett,
mm-hmm.
his set time has changed because
yes.
of the weather complications we had this morning. 5:45, mm-hmm. you will be playing on the Mermaid stage.
Yes.
So a little push back in time, but you're still going to get the same great show.
Yeah.
Including brand new.
We're getting an even better show.
Including brand new music.
Yes, because you know what today is?
It's birthday.
It's my release day of my new record.
That's right.
Yeah.
You have given birth to Por Favor.
Mm-hmm.
Now, tell us about this album. What can we expect?
Well, I think first listen, you might think it's very cool, easy breezy, like chill out, beachy vibe music, which it is.
Right.
But I think if you give it a few listens, you'll hear that there's some depth to it. And there's some sad songs, there's some heartbreaking songs. But ultimately, it's very reflective. It's probably the most personal or intimate, at least, record I've ever made.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, I know my earlier stuff was very intimate sounding, but I don't think I was as honest or as like revealing as I am on this. There's
really?
A lot of very vulnerable songs where I just kind of just spill it.
Really? That's saying
yeah.
a lot, because I know we've talked in previous interviews about songs like Sydney.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Sydney's a fun, up-tempo, mm-hmm. fun-sounding song, but there is a real story there from your life behind that song.
Yeah, yeah.
So you've always been digging deep.
I'm
now
always,
you're going
but
deeper.
I'm trying to go deeper and deeper, and I'm trying to be more and more just vulnerable. Like, the goal with Por Favor was to write an album where I thought, like, that some of the songs I was too scared to release.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
What is it like playing live on the day the album comes out? It's a pretty big day.
It's a big day. Listen, I love playing in Alabama, and I love playing at music festivals, so we're going to keep it mostly upbeat just to try to please the crowd and get everybody feeling good, you know, and because a lot of my songs have that calypso sort of upbeat thing. But we're going to play some new songs just to celebrate the album, and that'll be interesting because people aren't going to know the songs. They're just going to sit there and stare at us and wonder if they're going to like them or not. But maybe if we come back in a couple months, I think people will have had some time to listen to it. And
how do you approach playing a festival versus another type of show you would play?
Great question. It's like I try to play the fan favorites just to give the diehard fans, you know, what they want, but I also try to stretch it out and play songs from various records, various styles, just to get those passerbys that have never heard of me before, just to try to get them to stop and listen for a while.
It's almost like a big advertisement to the people walking by, trying
it's
to lure
totally,
them in.
It's like the late
fishing,
night
yeah.
home shopping network. I'm just like, look at these nonstick pans. What else do you want? A garlic opener? What else do you want? A refrigerator door glue?
Now what would you pay?
Yeah.
That could be
I'm
the name of the record right there, Refrigerator Door Glue. Yeah.
Well, why don't we get a little sample of Por Favor? What is this? What are you going to play for us?
I'm playing Cassidy. It's it's one of the groovy songs.
All right, here you go. Brand new Brett Denon off the Por Favor album on Hangout Radio.
Cassidy, there's reggae music playing on the beach. New moon tonight, and there is no cloud in the sky. Grab your Swiss Army knife and a blanket and meet me outside. Yeah, come on, Cassidy. The things I lean on are slippery, but I know I love you, and you make it so hard to leave. But I keep loving you till I'm only a memory. We spend our whole lives moving on, reaching out for loving arms. The night is young, come out with me, Cassidy. With the ocean in your hair, come out with me, Cassidy. I'll be tangled up tonight, but tomorrow I'll be up in the air. Come on, county line, crazy waves down from Caroline. And all the smoke hung in the air while the sun was setting. You said it looked just like an oil spill in the heaven. Don't say fare thee well. You got that anxious feeling, I can tell. You're getting antsy. Let's go up to Neptune's net and have a drink. Plan a trip somewhere to a beach and a magazine. Spend my whole life moving on, reaching out for loving arms. The night is young, come out with me, Cassidy. With the ocean in your hair, come out with me, Cassidy. With the ocean in your hair, come out with me, Cassidy. With ocean up in your hair, come out with me, Cassidy. I'll be tangled up tonight, but tomorrow I'll be up in the air.
On Hang Out Radio. Fantastic song, sir.
Thank you.
Any quick story you want to relate about who Cassidy is?
Well, Cassidy is a fake made-up name for my girlfriend.
Okay.
Her real name's Christina.
Yeah.
But
is she aware she's now Cassidy?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Right.
Well, when I wrote the song, she's like, who's Cassidy? I'm like, babe. Well, no, I just wanted to take a little artistic liberty. I think I always had wanted to write a song with the name Cassidy just because I'm a big Grateful Dead fan, and I think subconsciously it was always in there. When the melody came to my head, Cassidy was the word that came with it. But the whole song is all very true personal stuff that she and I have said to each other.
There you go.
It's all real.
Nice. And it's on the new album, Por Favor, mm-hmm. in stores now, today.
Yes.
Available iTunes, Amazon, wherever you
web,
get your music.
Yep. And here at
and
the festival.
And, of course, your website. I'm sure they can order that and maybe some special goodies.
They can order
it
my website, yeah.
And it's you start in about a half an hour. You're on stage at 5:45.
That's mm-hmm. right. So we're going to let you get out of here,
Brian. I got to get out of here.
Do your thing.
Okay.
Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, guys.
And again, if we had more time, we'd talk baseball because I know you're a big A's fan. We could talk baseball all day.
Yeah.
And we've got the tie with Josh Donaldson, one of your old guys, you know, being a Mobile guy. But we'll have to do that another time. Brett Denon, thank you so much for joining us on Hangout Radio. And again, the new album, Por Favor, in stores, available online right now. Get it. You will not regret it. I've never, ever listened to a Brett Denon album and gone, well, that wasn't worth it. No, it's worth every single penny. So
well,
get it.
Thank you.
And come see him on the Mermaid Stage. Again, set time has changed to 5:45 on the Mermaid Stage. Brett Denon on Hangout Radio, powered by 92 Zoo. Up next, Kaleo.